Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You know what would be awesome? You know how, like, when Lyle Overbay was a Brewer and everyone would go, oh, and they'd do the oh, or in the movie Angels in the Outfield where they all wave their arms like angels. There should be something where everyone like lifts up a like electric shaver, buzz. Oh,
we forgot to run that by Rick. Right, all fan giveaway.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
At 6:12 on a Thursday morning, Battleground, Wisconsin, indeed. We are once again at the center of the political universe in America. On the right, you have conservative host, formerly of Fox News, now doing live.
Wait, hold on. I hear something. Wait a minute. What are we hearing?
Is that Brewer's buzz?
That is Brewer's buzz! We have Brewer's buzz!
Fine.
It's taking over the show.
I'm not excited. Just, do you need to play another...
I think we have to hear it. Don't.
Fine.
Come on.
Play,
go All right.
Ahead,
thank
play
you.
It.
Thank you. Let's get it going.
Thomas, the runner at first. The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here. Garrett Mitchell, a go ahead two run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Everybody feeling good today.
Holy
Fantastic.
Cow.
Six outs away from another early exit.
Wow.
Six outs.
Okay, sorry. A little buzz. It's Brewers buzz.
As I was saying.
Some Brewers fans are just going to bed.
That's right. So you got conservative host, formerly of Fox News, now doing live events and online content consumed by millions. Tucker Carlson has an event at the Waukesha Expo Center this evening.
Still got some Brewers buzz.
It will come. There's political buzz, if I may. Just hours after Vice President Harris headlines a rally in our state, that rally at the birthplace of the Republican Party, where Vice President Harris perhaps won't even be the biggest storyline of the day. She will be joined by former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who has endorsed her.
We have much more on that coming up. We have much more on that coming up at 6:20. Can I just play one more quick? Let's do a little taste.
The pitch. Fly ball. Right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
So also ahead in today's program.
How you like them apples?
I like them. We have new information on the January 6th election interference prosecution of former President Trump, who also, oh, by the way, will be back in Wisconsin coming up. He's got a rally in Dodge County on Sunday.
We'll Much more
all
on that
of it
as well at 6:20.
6:14 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental. Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Always a flair for the dramatic. Can you say undaunted?
Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
All right, so that so that tied it at three in the eighth inning. Here, Vince is already done. Oh, they're going out. They're not going to ever play again.
I may have
the
sent
season
some texts
is over.
That were
not to be outdone, Garrett
Apocalyptic.
Mitchell.
Adamas, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Top of the wall and out of here!
We will win. All right, sorry.
Running out of adjectives, too, to describe the greatness of Jackson Churio. If you need help, host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio, lays down how this guy is making baseball history. It's happening here in Milwaukee.
Jackson Churio, Babe Ruth. Yep, he's got that kind of company now.
The pitch. Fly ball, right field, it is deep, it is gone! We are tied in the eighth ninth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churio.
Last night, Jackson Churio became only the second player ever in postseason history to hit multiple game-tying home runs. His first came to lead off the game, the other in the eighth inning, sparking the rally that won the game. His manager, Pat Murphy, had a simple explanation.
Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, pretty special.
But Jackson Churio went on a deeper level. Through team translator Daniel DeMondesert, he heard the crowd and explained his connection with the city here in the good land.
Yeah, definitely. I think from day one here, I felt the support and love that that the city and the fans of Milwaukee have given me. And so I've always been just extremely grateful and very happy for that.
An elimination game three of the NL Wild Card Series is tonight at 6:08. Our coverage begins at 5:30. From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
Helping you plan your weekend here just in case Brewers win. They would travel to Philadelphia to open a five-game series with the Phillies. Games would be Saturday and Sunday, those first two this weekend. Nice conference win for the Badgers. Women's volleyball 3-0 winners over Rutgers on the road, no less. So a quick trip for Bucky out east. And the Packers getting set to fly west. Quarterback Jordan Love still feeling effects of that knee injury. Head coach Matt LaFleur admitting it is a ramp-up to peak performance. Even saw it during the game on Sunday.
But I thought the more we threw, the better he got. And just, it's kind of working through it. And, you know, it's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Remember, very limited in the preseason was Love. Had the one game and then down for a couple of weeks plus the recovery. So it's a ramp up. Packers and Rams in... I'm sorry, did I hear some buzz there? Packers and Rams in Los Angeles for a 3:25 kick Sunday.
How you like them, Apple?
Something is going to happen later today in Wisconsin that I don't think anyone saw coming maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe as recently as a year ago. But it's going to happen today, and it's not Brewers related. More on what that is. These two people that are going to be standing next to you or next to each other that we never expected to stand next to each other. That's happening in Wisconsin. But first, new unseen evidence, Vince, in the federal election case against former President Donald Trump. It's all now public, unsealed filing. So it's 165 pages that were filed from the special counsel regarding the insurrection and the stopping of the count, if you will, of the 2020 election. Now out there.
A federal judge unsealing a 165-page filing from special counsel Jack Smith, who accused Trump's actions were not the official acts of a president protected by the recent Supreme Court ruling on immunity, but the desperate efforts of a losing candidate. On January 6th, Trump telling his supporters this.
We fight like hell, and if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Smith writing that Trump is directly responsible for, quote, the tinderbox that he purposely ignited on January 6th. That was ABC's Perry Rossum reporting. So now that we're looking at some of these pages and what's in there, there's a lot we're starting to learn about what was happening in the days after the election and the days leading up to January 6th. Here's Peter Harambalus from ABC.
Prosecutors included one example in the filing where a Trump campaign employee was basically communicating with a colleague at a ongoing polling place, telling that colleague to encourage chaos, quote, make them riot after election night, basically encouraging the chaos that Trump could later use as a pretext for his claims of voter fraud. Prosecutors say that Trump clung to those lies, repeating them to his supporters, to state election officials, to his own vice president, and all of this really culminated in the riot on January 6th.
The filing shedding also some new light on the moment during the attack on the Capitol when Vice President Mike Pence was taken to a secure location by the Secret Service. Trump was informed by a White House staffer who hoped the defendant, which would be Trump in this case, according to the documents, would take action to ensure the VP's safety. Instead, Trump allegedly looked at him and said only, "So what?" Trump pleading not guilty to all the charges, the former president's campaign bashing the release of these documents.
Well, right, because it's not a new filing. It's just a new release.
Right.
And they're questioning the timing of it, you know, the October surprise, as it were. at some point it was going to come out. Why didn't it come out sooner, or why wouldn't it have come out later is their point.
Right. And what is Jack Smith trying to show with this filing? Well, he's remember the immunity situation. Supreme Court ruled on presidential immunity. So how does this change that?
So at this point, Special Counsel Jack Smith is laying his cards on the table for Judge Tanya Chutkan, basically articulating all of the evidence he's gathered to date and his theory of this case to prove that the allegations here really relate to Trump's private acts as a candidate for office and really had nothing to do with what he was doing officially as president of the United States.
That's Peter Haralambos again speaking there. So what does this have to do with what's happening in Wisconsin today? Well, then there's Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney recently announced that she was going to vote for Kamala Harris, which at one point I don't think anyone ever would have expected that. Of course, one of Donald Trump's fiercest Republican critics, she will join Kamala Harris at a campaign event today in Ripon, Wisconsin.
Why Ripon, Eric?
Well, that's the birthplace of the Republican Party. Cheney was the top Republican on the House committee that investigated the insurrection, earning Trump's disdain, of course, and effectively exiling herself from her own party. And yeah, Ripon's the birthplace of the GOP. Cheney and Harris are going to appear together in the historic white schoolhouse there in Ripon. We've all heard about it even recently with the RNC. A lot of talk about Wisconsin and the RNC and the Republican Party. That schoolhouse is where a series of meetings held in 1854 opposed slavery's expansion, and that led to the birth of the party. And they will be there today. No doubt a symbolic moment. I don't know what Cheney is going to say other than I'm sure she'll be very critical of the former president. I doubt she'll be touting some of the Democratic talking points when it comes to their policy.
A different type of surrogate.
Yes,
issue.
Right.
And Tulsi Gabbard's been that former congresswoman
Correct.
From Hawaii, Democrat turned now Republican or at least independent supporting Trump. She's been that on the right.
Another one. Former Governor of Ohio, John Kasich, just announced he cannot vote for Trump. Trump will be in Michigan today as these two candidates continue to grapple for these battleground states. He'll be back in Wisconsin on Sunday.
6 outs away from an early exit once again in the playoffs. The Brewers very much alive. Sports at 6:45.
Got all the highlights. We'll play the home runs again, right?
As many times as we can.
All right, good.
Like, how long do we have? An hour and a half yet? 2 hours and a half?
Unbelievable story out of them. Causing some problems. 80 years later, a World War II bomb explodes at an airport runway.
It was a 500-pound bomb dropped by the U.S. in WW2 embedded in the ground that suddenly blew up Wednesday at Miyazaki Airport in southwestern Japan. A video recorded by a nearby aviation school showed the blast spewing pieces of asphalt into the air like a fountain. It left a large crater in a taxiway. It forced the cancellation of more than 80 flights, but no injuries, say Japanese officials. No aircraft were nearby. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The video of this is...
You showed me the video. So we're in the newsroom, and Eric's like, you got to see this. Just blew up.
I mean, the next question I have, do we know of any more?
How many more?
Right, because this blew up some asphalt. Obviously, it caused all kinds of problems. They had to cancel a bunch of flights. And thankfully, no one was hurt. But this time, how do you make sure there aren't any other embedded World War II bombs?
Yeah, you got to sweep that.
Right? Again, please.
Inviting you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It only takes you about 10 minutes to fill it out, and it's worth your while. I'll tell you about that in a second. Text the word survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y, to the WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send a survey link right back to you. You can do it right there on the phone. And to thank you for filling it out, we'll enter you to win a package that includes a pair of Bucks tickets for the upcoming regular season and an overnight stay at the Pfister.
Every Thursday on Wisconsin's Morning News, we celebrate and recognize an everyday hero. An everyday hero we define as an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they would be saving a life. Everyday Hero sponsored by Zura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Today we head to North Carolina, Vince, Ashe County, North Carolina. As you know, some of these areas have been hit hard with flooding and landslides from the storm that was Hurricane Helene, Tropical Storm Helene. It's been devastating, still is, in a lot of these areas. A man named Eddie Hunnell was in town in Grassy Creek for his son's wedding. Just happened to be in the area. And obviously that this was changing things with all the weather and the rain and the flooding that they were dealing with. Well, he's in an area where neighbors are losing their houses. Floods are going through these areas. This is in wooded areas. There's terrain, the mountains and all that. And what they see is a neighbor in this area. Their house is starting to wash away.
Ugh.
And we have the video online. I'll tell you how to get it here in a second. But as they notice this, there's a woman named Leslie Worth who's still in her house as it's starting to move.
Ah! Oh, she's there. Oh, stay.
It's women yelling to Leslie, calling her Les. She's in this house as it's starting to move, and you can kind of hear the house kind of going through the trees, starting to get pushed. Hear that?
The house is moving.
Yes. And they're yelling for her, get out of the house, get out of the house. Well, obviously, she's stuck in there. She's able to jump out. She's got a life jacket on, but the currents, don't forget, this is flood water. It ain't like you just jumping out and then just standing there.
When it was happening, I was trying to make a calculated risk. How do we save her?
That's Eddie Hunnell. Again, he was there for his son's wedding. He decided, got to get this lady. Doesn't know her. So he gets out on a rowboat and had on a life jacket. They had the rowboat tied off, but he's trying to get it out into the center of the floodwaters. He can't get out that far. He's worried that she's going to float past him, that he's not going to be able to get to her before she comes down the current. So he jumps in.
Grew up swimming on a swim team. I was a lifeguard. I'm in okay shape. And I just couldn't watch her die. I felt like I needed to do that.
So he tells...
How about my guy? I'm in okay shape.
Yeah. He tells WCNC, this isn't a young guy. He's got a, you know, adult son who's getting married later that day. And he decides to jump in. So he jumps in. He's able to get her, to bring her to safety. They hug when they got her to the shore.
It didn't really hit me until I laid down in bed that night and about had a panic attack. But... I didn't see another option.
Leslie and her husband are alive and well today. They've lost their house. They were also invited to the wedding. Just to have somewhere to eat.
What are y'all doing tonight?
Yeah.
Right, hey, we got you.
Come by us. Stay by us. Thank you. Thank you to Eddie Hunnell, an everyday hero. If you'd like to see the video, it's pretty remarkable. Text the word hero to the WTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. We'll send you that. Thank you, Eddie, for being an everyday hero. Sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental. Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Live in stereo with my main man, Jackson Chew.
The pitch. High ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer of the night from Jackson Churiel.
Is there anything he can't do?
I bet he's a good cook.
He probably like massages his feet really well, too.
Yeah, right.
It can make you feel like a million bucks. Undaunted, but that's not all. In the eighth inning, after Jackson Churiel tied it, Garrett Mitchell came up.
Adamas, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. Off the top of the wall and out of here.
Crank it up. I'm not even going to bug you about it today.
The buzz is real.
The buzz
is real.
You know, unsung heroes of the game, though. I mean, those home run highlights are amazing, and I love listening to them. But the Brewers pitchers. Manager Pat Murphy cobbled together a six-arm lineup to hold off the Mets. Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio.
Everybody loves the long ball. The Brewers hit three home runs in their win in Game 2 over the Mets on Wednesday night. However, don't lose sight of the fact that the Brewers' bullpen supplied 5 1/3 scoreless innings. Started with Trevor McGill.
No doubt. I mean, all those guys. McGill, he's never pitched in the fourth inning. He was in the game in the fourth inning. He hasn't been in the game in the fourth inning since high school, probably.
Manager Pat Murphy. Then, before Devin Williams, it was Joe Ross getting four key outs, somebody who hasn't pitched in the big leagues since 2021.
You got to look to Joe Ross as kind of like an unsung hero in this game. You got four huge outs in crucial times. Our guys have been doing this, you know, contributing in different ways all year. These are guys, a lot of guys, like I said, that have been DFA'd or, you know, Joe Ross hasn't thrown in the major leagues since, you know.
An unsung hero indeed. Game 3 of the National League Wild Card Series is tonight at 6:08. Our coverage begins at 5:30.
Let's
From American Family Field, I'm Dominic Catronio.
So looking ahead, E, I mean, just Just in case.
This is good to know, yes. Though. Logistics.
We already know the Padres will play the Dodgers in this next round. The Brewers would travel to Philadelphia then this weekend with games 1 and 2. They would be Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Next games back in Milwaukee would be Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Gotta win tonight first.
Garrett Mitchell talked about the crowd, about how incredible it was. So did Willy Adames, who was on first base during that home run.
I'm telling you, man, that has been one of the best moments that I have in the 4 years I've been here.
That's what he told the Brewers Radio Network after the game. One of the best
moments. And that
moments.
Wasn't his shot.
No, he just happened
one
to
of his
be
best
there.
Moments yes. was being a part of it.
Yes. How about that?
How you like them apples?
I like them a lot. Bad news here is the Packers have wide receiver Christian Watson out. He is hurt. Not expected to play on Sunday against the Rams. Good news is it's an ankle, not a knee, and he is expected to be back. Quarterback Jordan Love feeling a little bit responsible. Remember the play that he got hurt on, trying to fit in a pass in a tight spot. Kind of hung his guy out a bit.
I saw it when it happened. It didn't look good. And, you know, I was definitely upset that I put him in that position to get hit. So it's tough. But he'll bounce back. He'll be back for sure.
Yeah, Packers and Rams in Los Angeles, 3:25 kick on Sunday. Badgers volleyball quickly. Nice conference win and quick work for Bucky. Beat Rutgers 3-0 on the road.
You know, he's throwing out the first pitch today.
Robin.
The kid.
The other kid.
Does he pass on the moniker? Should ask Rick.
No, the kid has to stand and hang that on the wall. He's always going to be the kid, even though Churio is very much a kid.
K2.0.
Oh, I like it. There. Another idea we can bring up to Brewers management that they will use.
Yes, absolutely. You're
10
welcome.
Minutes to 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. The top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Brewers will play this weekend if we can keep it going. Brewers and Mets, a decisive game 3 tonight. Got to set the stage for you.
Rick, can I go to Spencer's Gifts and get you a mug that says number one stepdad on it, and then on the back of it, it says Rick.
Brewers president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. All right, Rick, take us through that eighth inning. I have watched games with you. I know you live and die with every pitch. What was happening? Who was around you there in the bottom of the eighth?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was with my wife and one of my kids, and hard to explain. It was, you know, I still felt optimistic. You know, Churio's just to hit two home runs as a 20-year-old in one game is amazing, and I was still sort of relishing it, and then Mitchell goes yard. So it was sort of a magical moment, and that's why baseball, I think of all sports, is just so ready for this kind of stuff. It makes magic. It makes people crazy, and I've never seen the crowds as electric as they were last night when those home runs were hit.
You know, you talked about being optimistic, and something, you know, Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program, you know, we both have the same takeaway, and I'm not sure if you were able to watch the broadcast also where you were, but when Murph was interviewed in-game, Brewers manager Pat Murphy getting interviewed by ESPN during the game, and things were not going well for us at that point, and Murph is smiling ear to ear. He was giving an interview, Rick, as if it was a Sunday afternoon in June. Like, nah, I think my guys will be good.
And he's confident?
Yeah, and I feel like that just spills over to the guys.
I think that's a great point. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of young kids, some of them who have a little bit of postseason experience, some of them do not, and they sort of look at the manager. If the manager's calm, the players feel better. If the manager's tense, the players can be tense. Murph has been around a long time, and he's been a lot of danger in college and now here. And, you know, that's sort of that confidence, the feeling that, hey, we've overcome obstacles, we can do it again. Bases are 90 feet apart during the regular season. They're 90 feet apart during the postseason. The pitcher's mound is 60 feet, 6 inches away from home plate. It's the same distance in postseason. So play the game, slow the game down. And I think he's shown the culture he's created has really made this for a fun, exciting team.
Rick, I know the best nicknames are always the most organic ones. So you can't like create, you know, can't be contrived. You can't manufacture a good nickname for somebody. But I've heard it. I've heard people calling Jackson Churio the kid. They're not even trying to replicate it from Yount. They're just, Vince did it earlier without even realizing. He's like, oh man, that kid is amazing. What do we call Jackson?
I like it. I think Robin, who I watched game one with, the other day, would be honored and would be happy to, pass the mantle of the kid on to this guy. He is, what we're seeing in this kid at this point is really very, there's very little precedent, and we should all enjoy it. And the fact that he's going to be a Brewer for a long time just makes it extra sweeter. But when he comes up to the plate, you just feel like he knows what he's doing, and the maturity and the talent, the personality, it's really special.
Rick, I know you like when we share with you the ideas that we have for how you do your job and over there. So Eric actually came up with a K. What did you call him? K2?
Oh, K2.
Like the kid too. So just run that up the chain there.
Yeah, go ahead.
And let him know that.
I love it.
That's out there.
I love it. I think that's great. Very good. There's a lot of great nicknames. It's big game tonight. We win, we advance, and we're gonna have a raucous crowd there tonight, sure.
What's the ticket situation, Rick? Still anything available for tonight? And then how about, let's look ahead to the next series if we go ahead and clinch.
Yeah, there's a few terrace-level tickets available. We saw such a frenzy of ticket sales as soon as the last out was recorded, and we have very little left but a few. And then we're going on sale in Division Series tickets starting at noon. Obviously, if we win tonight, we'll play next week, Milwaukee, Tuesday and Wednesday, games 3 and 4. If we do not win tonight, obviously anybody that bought Division Series tickets or other tickets will get refunded. But let's enjoy tonight. Yeah. It's do or die, and it'd be great to say, hey, it's on to Philadelphia.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks much.
Brewers
enjoy.
Buzz is real.
Thank you.
You know what would be awesome? You know how, like, when Lyle Overbay was a Brewer and everyone would go, oh, and they'd do the oh. Or in the movie Angels in the Outfield, where they all wave their arms like angels. There should be something where everyone like lifts up a like electric shaver. Buzz. Oh,
you forgot to run that by Rick. Right. All fan giveaway.
How amazing that would be. The
Rick,
buzz.
Rick, Rick.